Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Dan Dorman. He is the chief executive of the Greater Minnesota Partnership. And thanks for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So can you give us just a quick thumbnail sketch of what your organization does and how it affects rural Minnesota?
Absolutely. We're in our third year of operation. We're an advocacy or lobby organization focusing solely on economic development in Greater Minnesota. We have about 100 members. They vary from chambers of commerce, local EDAs, businesses. Some of the MinSCU institutions have joined. Some of the nonprofits in our area are members. So we've got a wide base of members, but our sole purpose is to try to advance economic development in Greater Minnesota.
All right, and today I thought it would be educational to focus on broadband expansion in rural Minnesota. There's kind of a roadblock out there that's kind of maybe preventing some of that development.
You know, from our point of view, there is, particularly when it comes to looking at this from an economic development standpoint. When we started the organization, we did some surveying, and we found out that businesses and communities in Greater Minnesota really are concerned about the quality and speed of their internet service. And we thought, after studying it, that, boy, this is something we should take a look at and try to make a difference in St. Paul. Unfortunately, after 3 years, I'm not sure that we've had the total impact that we'd like. We certainly were instrumental in getting the fund set up to begin with, but we've had a real difficult time trying to get the language that matches that funding to have a greater impact on economic development.
And the way I understand this, one of the things that's maybe getting in the way a bit is really a lack of competitive structure in this. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair assessment. I think the Minnesota funding rules that have been adopted are very similar to those in the federal government. And there's one view of it which could say, gee, it's meant just to help those with almost no service get service. But coincidentally, that happens to be areas that don't have cable providers in it. So it sort of pushes, the industry's been very busy lobbying to make sure that whatever funds are spent, they try to push them as far away from the territories they serve as possible. And that has resulted in not being able to use these funds to upgrade many cities. The concern we have, if you look at what's happened with the federal funding, and I suspect that we're going to see the same type of results with the state funding, if you look at Lacaparo County, they did a countywide project there. I should say countywide except for the county seat of Madison. So everybody in Lacaparo County has access to fiber except for people that live in the county seat. They've been left out. It's created that donut hole. We think that's going to continue to happen, and I don't see changes coming that would fix that.
Dan Dorman is the executive director of the Greater Minnesota Partnership and has been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. That is today's program, and thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.